Tehillim, Kapitel Aleph, Psalms, Chapter 1. I feel privileged to again deliver a series of mini lectures, one perek at a time, one chapter at a time, for our Nachyomi program. I will be delivering this series through Kapitel Lamed through chapter 30 of Tehillim. I'd like to say just a few brief words as an introduction to the study of Tehillim. There is obviously much that can be said about Tehillim and its importance, both as a book of the Ksuvim, a book of our Holy Scriptures, and as a vehicle of prayer. So many of our prayers, from the regular Siddur, from the Machzor, for Yomim Noroyim especially, consist of quotations, usually direct, sometimes slightly altered quotations, of psukim, of verses in Tehillim. I want to focus a bit on the words of the Ramchal, Rabbi Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, and what he had to say about Tehillim and the study of Tehillim. You may know that in recent years it was discovered that there were two, not one, but two versions of the Ramchal's work, Mesilas Yeshorim. There was the one that's commonly studied in yeshivos, and there was one that was discovered in a manuscript in a great library in the former Soviet Union, which was the author's first draft of the work, and it which he wrote in the form of a dialogue, of a discussion between the chacham, the wise person, and the chassid, the pious person. Interestingly enough, in chapter 20 of the early version, of the version which is not widely known but which is now available, we find that the Chacham, the wise man of Rabbi Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, scoffs at a superficial piety, a superficial chassidus, superficial spirituality, which is based upon the ribui bakashot v'amirat mizmorim, which is based upon the utterance of many, many prayers and reciting all sorts of psalms. And the author of the Sefer, the Ramchal himself, is critical of people who think that piety consists in the recitation of many psalms, in the Amiras Mizmorim Harbe. This is to be found in Perek Chof of the early version, as well as in the introduction to the Mesilas Yeshorim with which we are accustomed. So it would seem that the Ramchal, who is certainly one of the major sources of what Jewish spirituality is all about, does not think much of what we say in Yiddish, Zogen Tehillim, just to say the prayers. On the other hand, in Perek Chof Aleph, in the 21st chapter of Mesilas Yeshorim, which is entitled Bederech Kinyas HaChassidus, How to Acquire Sincere Piety, the Ramchal says that the study of Tehillim is of great, great assistance to a person who wants to become a truly pious person, a true spiritual person. How does one reconcile these two statements of the Ramchal? And the answer is obvious. The Ramchal was not impressed by the mere recitation of Tehillim as prayer. Rather, he praised and saw as vital to one's religious development contemplation and the study of Tehillim. And here are his actual words. To develop true chassidus, true piety, writes the Ramchal, Sorich ha'odom sheyisbodei b'chadorov, a person must seclude himself in his inner chambers, v'yikbots kol mada'o usufunoso, and gather all his knowledge and understanding, el ha'histaklus v'el ha'iyun, towards the consideration and deep study of what piety is all about. How does one do that? Here is what he says. V'hine vadai, she'ya'azrehu loze rov ha'hasmodo v'ho'iyun b'mizmorei David olov ha'shalom. That a person will undoubtedly be helped in the development of piety by his constant preoccupation with and study of the Psalms of David. So it's the study of Tehillim which can accomplish this emotional, spiritual, religious transformation in a person. Because, he goes on to say, V'hiyosom kulom meleim ahavo v'yiro v'chol minei chasidus. Because Tehillim, all the Tehillim are filled with the love and fear of God and various aspects of piety. So that when one reflects upon Tehillim, he will be stirred by a great inner awakening, which will encourage him and inspire him to follow in the footsteps of David HaMelech and walk in his ways. Obviously, it's the study, the contemplation, the serious preoccupation with Tehillim that does the trick, not merely mumbling the words. Because of this emphasis of the Ramchal, Rabbi Moshe Chaim Lutzatov, and because there are so many possible approaches open to me to deliver these brief lectures, I want to focus my attention on Tehillim as a text to be studied with the intent to develop religiously, not merely to be studied as an interesting subject, as intellectual Torah, but rather as a text which can help one become inspired toward greater religiosity and piety. That will be my emphasis, as well as an emphasis upon the language of Tehillim, the meaning of the words, and the poetic power of the words. For me, these two goals of mine go hand in hand. One goal being religious cultivation, inspiration, and the other goal being introducing a sense of the poetry. Poetry moves one toward spiritual development. Let us begin with Kapitel Aleph. Ashrei Ho'ish, usually translated as happy is the man. We'll focus in a moment upon this word, Ashrei. Asher lo holach ba'atzas v'shoyim. Happy is the man who has not walked in the counsel of the wicked, uvederech ha'toyim lo amod, and who does not stand in the way of the sinners, uvemoshav leitzim lo yoshov, and does not sit in the seat of the leitzim, of those who mock, of those who scorn. But rather, instead of walking in the ways of the wicked, standing in the ways of the sinners and sitting in the seats of the scornful, rather than that, kiyim b'sodas Hashem cheftso, his desire is in God's Torah, uv'sodaso yehege yomom v'loilo, and he meditates upon the Torah day and night. In selecting commentaries upon Tehillim, one can go far afield. There are numerous commentaries, excellent ones, upon Tehillim. I will try to draw most of what I say from the commentary of the Radak of Rav David Kimchi. Rav David Kimchi begins by reflecting on the meaning of the word Ashrei, which from its grammatic construction seems to be in the plural, Lishon Rabim. What does it mean, Ashrei Hoish? Happinesses are the way, are the lot of the man who does not walk in the way of the evil, but rather studies Torah and reflects upon it. Ashrei in the plural, what does it mean in the plural? The Radak suggests that for a person to be happy, it's not enough if he's only happy in one regard, one single regard. True happiness comes about through a multiplicity of factors. There's a lot involved in happiness. The ancient question that the Greek philosophers dealt with of what is happiness or what is the secret of happiness, well, the author of Tehillim, David HaMelech, the Radak seems to imply, felt that Ashrei, there is no one secret to happiness. Happiness is the confluence, the coming together, the convergence of many, many separate and discrete happinesses. In the words of the Radak, Kiloya Ashru Ha'odon B'tova Achas Shetimotze Bo, O Bahatzlocha Achas Shetizdamein Lo. A person is never happy because he has one good thing happening in his life, one area of success, but rather the tovos rabos, if he succeeds in many aspects of his life, then we can say about him Ashrei or Ashrov. Remember that, because of course the word Ashrei in one form or another appears numerous times in the 150 chapters of Tehillim. If you pay careful attention to that very first pasuk, you notice the progression. Walking in the counsel of the wicked, standing in the ways of the sinners, and sitting in the seats of the scornful. The progression is from walking to standing to sitting. And Chazal say so powerfully that what's happening here is a progression. If you first begin just walking in a transient way, in a temporary way, just walking by, eventually you will stand. And if you just stand, eventually you will sit. There's a sliding slope downwards when it comes to sinfulness, when it comes to evil. You usually don't start at the bottom. You start just slipping a little bit. As the Gemara puts it, V'chimeacha shalo holach, if a person has not walked in the ways of the wicked, how does he come to stand there? If he hasn't stood there, how does he come to sit there? Elalo malucho. Shim holach sofo la'amod. If a person walks superficially, temporarily, without commitment, but just walks along, eventually he'll stand still. And if he stands still, still not settled, but kind of standing and listening, so full they shave, eventually he will sit down. And if he sits down, eventually he will engage in leitzanut. He will become a member of the leitzin club, of the scoffers, and that's the worst of all. Another beautiful comment, which is to be found in the Gemara, again in the Seches of Avodah Zorah, is the following. If you notice, it's Pasuk 2, which says what is the proper way, the benefit, it's Kiyim Besoras Hashem Chepso, but rather he desires God's Torah, Toras Hashem, God's Torah, Uvesoroso, and in his Torah, Yehge Yomon Volayla. Now, simply speaking, Vesoroso could mean, his could be capital H, God, as if it read, but Chazal see it differently. And they say that if a person studies Torah Hashem, eventually it will become his, that person's Torah. If a person really desires God's Torah, eventually it will become his personal Torah. He will become the master of it. And as the Gemara puts it, again, Maseches Avodah Zorah, Daf Yutes, V'nikreis al Shemo, it will be eventually called his Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah, the Chassam Sofer's Torah, Reb Moshe Feinstein's Torah, etc. The Pasuk continues, such a person who discards the ways of the wicked and rather chooses Torah Hashem will be ke'etz shosul al palgei moyim, will become like a tree planted by streams of water. Asher piryo yitain be'ito, which gives its fruit in its season. V'yolehu lo yibol, and its leaf does not wither. V'chol asher yaseh yatzliach, and everything that it produces prospers, is successful. Here too, I'd like to draw upon another famous Chazal. Chazal say, what does it mean when we speak of the fruits and when we speak of the leaves? Leaves are really not important for us. The fruit is important. So what does it mean to say that you'll be like a firm tree whose fruits are produced and whose leaves will not wither? And Chazal say a beautiful thing. And that is, the leaves refer to not the actual study of Torah. That's the fruits. The leaves refer to what's called sichas chulin shel talmidei chachomim, the ordinary conversation of a Talmud Chacham. And the Gemara says in Maseches Sukkah that the leaves, which refer to the trivial aspects of a person's Torah, as opposed to the fruit. The fruits, of course, will be born by the person who studies Torah. But his leaves, his trivial conversation, his ordinary daily talk to other people, that will also be important. That will also not wither. Because from a Talmud Chacham's ordinary talk, you can learn a great deal. As the Radak puts it, from a Talmud Chacham's Sichas Chulin, from a Talmud Chacham's ordinary weekday mundane speech, Mimeno yachol adam lilmod musar ha'olam v'hanhogas habriyos ze im ze. You can learn musar, you can learn ethics from his ordinary conversation, and you can learn about social interaction and proper modes of conduct. And those of us who were fortunate, as I was several times in my life, to be exposed to true Talmidei Chachomim, great Talmidei Chachomim, Rabbonim, Rosh Yeshivos, Hasidish Rebbes, know that their ordinary talk, their idle conversation, indeed, was full of useful instruction, just as much as their actual Shiurei Torah or Divrei Torah were. Let's move toward the end of this brief but powerful chapter in Tehillim. The tzaddik then is to be compared to a tree firmly rooted. Lochein harishoyim, the wicked, no. Kiim kamotz asher tidefenu ruach, but they are rather like the chaff, the pesoles, the garbage that the wind drives away. Al kein lo yakumu rishoyim b'mishpot, therefore the wicked will not succeed, will not stand in judgment. V'chatoyim ba'adas tzadikim, nor will sinners be able to stand among the group of righteous people. Yodeya Hashem Derech Tzadikim, God knows, or perhaps better, God prefers, God cherishes. Ki Yodati, I knew Avraham, the Pasuk says, means I loved Avraham, Rashi says. Here too, Ki Yodeya Hashem Derech Tzadikim does not necessarily just mean God knows the ways of Tzadikim, but rather God holds them precious, holds the ways of Tzadikim dear unto him. The Derech Rishoim Toveid, but the way of the wicked will perish. A very, very powerful way to begin Sefer Tehillim. And actually, it's in a sense, this is the theme of the entire book of Tehillim. The theme being, there is Hashgacha Pratis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a providential God, and he pays careful attention to the deeds of men, and he discriminates between those who are wicked and those who are righteous. And he considers that in the ways in which he deals with people. He deals differently with the righteous than he deals with the wicked. And that the ultimate symbol of the person who is righteous is that he is like an Eitz Shosul al Palgei Moyim, like a tree, a fruit-bearing, fruitful tree, implanted, rooted firmly by the sides of a watering stream, whereas the Hasidim are just I'm sorry, the Rishoyim, the sinners, are just blown away. They just are blown away by the wind. They have no permanence. They have no lasting meaning. They're blown this way and that way by every chance occurrence. So far, we have covered Perek Aleph. We will turn, Mi'etz Hashem, tomorrow to Perek Beis, which, according to one opinion in Chazal, is really just a second half of this first chapter. That the first chapter is really chapters 1 and 2, but the standard numeration system, of course, has them as two separate chapters. And as we will see, the second chapter is of a very different nature than the beautiful first chapter was. And this is the end of Psalms chapter 1, which is all I'll be doing today.